Welcome to Tuesday Evening Prayer from the Anglican, a prayer book for Australia. We proclaim the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. God, in his infinite mercy, forgives all sins and through our baptism, in the name of our Saviour Jesus Christ, we are given a rebirth into new life, free from the burden of all sin. Alleluia. With faithfulness, we respond to the good news. We acknowledge Christ as our Saviour and accept with gratitude that we are forgiven for all wrongdoings past and present. To honour the gift of forgiveness, we release our burden of guilt and rise up to live in the glory of God forevermore. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. Let us pray. O sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Glory to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, so now and forever. Amen. Blessed are you, the God of our forebears, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed is your holy and glorious name, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you, glorious in your holy temple, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you who behold the depths, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. Blessed are you in the heights of heaven, worthy to be praised and exalted forever. The day is now past and the night is at hand. Let us pray with one heart and mind. Father of lights, receive the prayer and praise we offer you as our evening sacrifice. Make us a light for all the world, delivered by your goodness from all the works of darkness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Psalm 144. Blessed be the Lord my rock, who teaches my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My strength and my stronghold, my fortress and my deliverer, my shield to whom I come for refuge, who subdues the peoples under me. Lord, what are we that you should be mindful of us? What are we that you should consider us? Flesh and blood is but a breath of wind. Our days are like a shadow that passes away. Part the heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Dart forth your lightnings and scatter them on every side. Let loose your arrows with the roar of the thunderbolt. Reach down your hand from on high, rescue me, and pluck me out of the great waters, out of the hands of the aliens, whose mouths speak perjury, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing you a new song, O God. On the 10-stringed lute will I sing your praises. You have given victory to kings, and deliverance to David your servant. O save me from the peril of the sword. Pluck me out of the hands of the aliens, whose mouths speak perjury, and their right hand is a right hand of falsehood. Our sons in their youth shall be like sturdy plants, and our daughters as the carved corners of palaces. Our barns shall be full and give food of every kind. The sheep shall lamb in our fields, in thousands and tens of thousands. Our cattle shall be heavy with calf. There shall be no miscarriage or untimely death, and no loud crying in our streets. Happy the people whose lot is such as this. Happy that people who have the Lord for their God. God of grace, we thank you for all your gifts to us. Grant us to accept both pain and joy in faith and hope, and never to fail in love to you and to our sisters and brothers, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. The first reading is from the book of Exodus, beginning at chapter 32, verse 15. Then Moses turned and went down from the mountain, carrying the two tablets of the covenant in his hands, tablets that were written on both sides, written on the front and on the back. The tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, engraved upon the tablets. When Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a noise of war in the camp." But he said, "It is not the sound made by victors, or the sound made by losers. It is the sound of revelers that I hear." As soon as he came near the camp and saw the calf and the dancing, Moses' anger burned hot, and he threw the tablets from his hands and broke them at the foot of the mountain. He took the calf that they had made, burned it with fire, ground it to powder, scattered it on the water, and made the Israelites drink it. Moses said to Aaron, "What did this people do to you that you have brought so great a sin upon them?" And Aaron said, "Do not let the anger of my Lord burn hot. You know the people that they are bent on evil. They said to me, 'Make us gods who shall go before us.' As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." So I said to them, "Whoever has gold, take it off." So they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf. When Moses saw that the people were running wild, for Aaron had let them run wild to the derision of their enemies, then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Come to me." And all the sons of Levi gathered around him. He said to them, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, 'Put your sword on your side, each of you. Go back and forth from the gate to gate throughout the camp, and each of you kill your brother, your friend, and your neighbor.'" The sons of Levi did as Moses commanded, and about 3,000 of the people fell on that day. Moses said, "Today you have ordained yourselves for the service of the Lord, each one at the cost of a son or a brother, and so have brought a blessing on yourselves this day." On the next day, Moses said to the people, "You have sinned a great sin, but now I will go up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sin." So Moses returned to the Lord and said, "Alas, this people have sinned a great sin. They have made for themselves gods of gold. But now, if you will only forgive their sin, but if not, blot me out of the book that you have written." But the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. But now go, lead the people to the place about which I have spoken to you. See, my angel shall go in front of you. Nevertheless, when the day comes for punishment, I will punish them for their sin." Then the Lord sent a plague on the people, because they made the calf, the one that Aaron made. The second reading is from the Gospel according to John, beginning at chapter 12, verse 34. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overtake you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of light. After Jesus had said this, he departed and hid from them. Although he had performed so many signs in their presence, they did not believe in him. This was to fulfill the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Lord, who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And so they could not believe, because Isaiah also said, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, so that they might not look with their eyes, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw his glory and spoke about him. Nevertheless, many even of the authorities believed in him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess it, for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue. For they loved human glory more than the glory that comes from God. May your word live in us and bear much fruit to your glory. Now, Lord, you let your servants go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people. A light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Saving God, who called your church to witness that you were in Christ reconciling the world to yourself, help us so to proclaim the good news of your love, that all who hear it may be reconciled to you, through him who died for us and rose again, and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Graceful God, thank you for your presence in our lives and your attention to our prayers. How great are lives due to your presence and your wisdom. We ask that we are endowed with God's great wisdom to share with all the people. God of grace, hear our prayer. Gracious God of all nations, thank you for your mercy on our broken and divided world. Share your peace in the hearts of all, and banish the spirit that makes for war, that all races and peoples may learn to live as members of one family, united in peace. God of grace, hear our prayer. Loving God, we ask your blessing for those listed on the Anglican cycle of prayer, the Diocese of Eau Claire, the Episcopal Church, the Diocese of Wallochra, the Parish of Samford, the Anglicare Southern Queensland Homelessness Services, all parishes seeking clergy, all Anglican schools seeking chaplains, all prison ministry chaplaincy teams, all people joining in this prayer offering. God of grace, hear our prayer. Be present, merciful God, and protect us through the hours of this night, that we who are wearied by the changes and chances of this fleeting world may rest on your eternal changelessness through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God. May Jesus, the Lord of peace, give us peace at all times and in all ways. Amen.